Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I know, it's hard to get that much sleep. Your mind keeps you awake, you're thinking about things, you get uncomfortable, you wake up early, and you just can't fall asleep again. There are hundreds of reasons why you can't get 7 hours of quality sleep every single night, and I've probably at least told you 100. But hey, listen, it's super important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and making it harder to lose weight. Yes. Wait, would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people don't have enough of it, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. Unfortunately, most magnesium supplements are not full spectrum, so they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you will be amazed by how much better you sleep and how much more rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners of the Health Fix Podcast, you guys want to go over to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. And you can save up to 42%. Yes, that's right. 42% savings on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. Hey, Health Junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Nate Wilkins. He is the creator, along with his partner, Sheba, of The Ageless Workout. If you guys are looking at this via video, you can see the book here, The Ageless Workout. It's a great manual, basically, for those of us who are getting older and wondering, what can I do? How far can I push this? Can I maybe get to some of those dreams that I had about fitness? You know, and really, am I too old to do things? Absolutely not. And really, Nate and his partner, Sheba, their mantra is you are not your age, you are your energy. And so the goal here is to help you create more energy so that you are more motivated, you're moving more, you're just more energetic. And Nate and Sheba are both over 60 years young, and Nate in particular is pushing 70, which is quite impressive for how fit and mobile the two of these guys are. I mean, it's incredible. And so they're on the mission to change the conversation about and around aging in addition to fitness. They're both in Miami for, you know, one-on-ones and meeting up with folks, but they also do a lot of online. And this is one of the things that I've found over and over again for my older patients, is that the struggle lies in finding a gym or a tribe online that kind of knows your struggle, that kind of gets you, right? And these guys are energetic, full of life, and they understand what it's like to have the aches and pains, to have different things come up as you get older. And in fact, Nate will tell you his story here in a little bit. But the point being here is that age is just a number. It's about how you feel inside. And if you get moving and start moving, the more you're gonna keep moving. And I'm gonna let Nate tell you all about it. So let's jump into the podcast. Hey, Health Junkies. I have Nate Wilkins on here. We're gonna be talking about The Ageless Workout. As you know from listening to my podcast for a while, I'm a huge fan of fitness. I'm a huge fan of working out, but definitely the whole concept of you are too old to do this, that, or the other is something that we need to crush and get rid of. And so today, Nate and I are gonna be talking all about that. So Nate, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, listen, thanks for the opportunity. And how are you today?
I'm doing great. I actually just got done with my workout a little bit ago, still maybe have a little glow going. And yeah, I'm still trying to keep things going. I am 44 years young and just keeping it going.
Such a baby.
Now I hear both you and your partner are in your 60s. Is that true?
Well, that's definitely true. We're more on the other side. She's 65 and I'm 68 years young.
Wow. Wow. Now see, a lot of people, and this is your mantra. It's not your age. You're not your age. You are your energy. And of course, I definitely want to bring that across, because I think that the younger we feel and the more energetic we feel, the more we are going to look younger too. And unfortunately, we live in a society where people do tend to kind of, you know, we're a little vain. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. But you know, that there's nothing wrong with that if you can take care of yourself in the right way, and feel good along the way, right? That's stuff that we talk about is, you know, yeah, we want to look good, but most importantly, how do you feel? And how do you feel in your clothes? You know, and you know, are you able to do the things that you want to do? Play with your grandchildren if you want to, travel effectively. Have you noticed that in some of these airports that we go to, they're making the airport supersized? And so if you're not in good shape, if your legs are, if your arms are tired, all of these things, man, you're going to need some help to get around in airports. So we're back to traveling again. So we need to have some strength to be able to travel. So, yeah, I mean, it's time to take a different look at age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've noticed that airports are getting bigger, you know, even just walking from one area to another, we've got lots of span, let's put it that way, based on where you live, going into the grocery store, things of that nature. Now, yes, there's the different hover round kind of chairs and things that you could take advantage of, but why would you do that if you had the energy to do it?
Absolutely. So what we know is that the more energy we build, right, that we expend, we have energy. Now, we may get a little bit, you know, exhausted, but each time as we build on that, we can go a little bit longer. The body responds to that demand. We know that for a fact, right? So, you know, rather than saying we're too old, we're too tired, why don't we change the conversation and look for some little incremental habit changes that'll allow us to do the things that we want to do?
I couldn't agree more. And folks, I have his book here. So I'm going to be referring to the Ageless Workout book, because it's a great book that just highlights exactly what Nate is saying, you know, the little incremental habits that you can implement to really move yourself into a state of well-being every single day. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people might be looking at you or me, and I get this a lot. They're like, yeah, well, you've been fit your whole life. So how can I move from being on the couch and not being physically fit most of my life to moving into working on being fit as I get older?
Yeah, and I would actually beg to differ. I would contend that there was a time, and here's what I would suggest, even more than that, that a lot of us come to this place of, you know, wanting to be healthy through some health challenges. Mm-hmm. As an example for me, I was a park and recreation professional, you know, eating too late, staying up too late, you know, spending time with people that I didn't or shouldn't have spent time with. And one day I had a pain in my chest, and I had sense enough to realize that I needed to go to the doctor. So I go to the emergency room. They keep me there. And you know, examine my heart, and they're saying, well, you got some things going on. What they suggested was it was many heart attacks. I was in ICU for a number of weeks. Those people who worked for me got information that I was in the hospital. The word traveled that, you know, perhaps I wouldn't be able to make it out of there. And so weeks later, when I get a chance to leave the hospital, I get nitroglycerin and statins, you know, all of these things that they load you up with. And I didn't like it. So I went to one cardiologist appointment. And after that, I said, if I make it, I'm going to change everything. So that's what led me into changing my whole body, the food that I eat, the people that I hang around, you know, all, drinking more water, all of these things. And it didn't happen overnight.
Yep. Yep. I was hoping you were going to share your story because I had seen a little bit about that. And I think it's important for folks to hear that. Are you on any of those meds to this day?
You know what? I am actually under my doctor's care. A friend of mine put me in a concierge medicine program. So the doctor said, well, you know, your A1C is a little bit high. So we want to give you a stand. I said, well, what's the alternative? So the alternative is to change my diet, do more exercise. So that's the stuff that I'm looking at doing. Now, the other thing that I want to tell you is that I had a bout with prostate cancer about a year ago, because I went to my urologist to get checked out. And he said, well, you know, we need to take a look at what's going on with your prostate because your numbers are going up and down. So after we had that examination, and a lot of men, let me tell you what, a lot of men don't want to go through that exam because, you know, it's a biopsy. And the biopsy showed some cancer in four different places. And so I had to go deeper into that. But what the long story short, it was that Gleason 6. And so it was under observation. But I thought I was going to have to go through surgery and medication. So that's sort of the way that things are going with me. And what I'm working on now is, again, diet, exercise, and not taking any of the old, you know, the medicines that the doctors recommend. But I would say to you quickly that I'm not opposed to it. What I'm saying is that I would prefer not to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a time and a place based on what's going on and where things are at. Now, the thing that you mentioned that I really like, he mentions it in the book, guys, is talking about getting your tribe together, folks that are like-minded, folks that are trying the same mission as you to just keep getting better every single day. Now, it looks like through your gym, you've created quite a bit of folks that are on board with the Ageless Workout. Tell us a little bit about the gym. Tell us a little bit about your tribe that you have going on, because I think a lot of people, you know, they look around them, they have friends that aren't so healthy, family members, and sometimes you just need a gang. You need somebody that you can hang out with and associate with that has like-minded thought processes.
Absolutely. So what we've done is to take a look at what successful communities or people have done, you know, the Blue Zones, and people have heard about the Blue Zones. But one of the pieces to that is this notion of social interaction, a sense of community. And we've gotten away from that for whatever reason. You know, you got big box gyms and they have driven down the prices and, you know, there's no family or friends and what have you. And so what we've said is that that's the stuff that's really been, that holds people together. They go to these facilities and programs. And that's why you see some of these boutique places doing better than or taking business away from big box gyms. So we created the Ageless Workout Tribe around that whole idea of having a sense of community and encouraging people right where they are. See, here's the thing that we're saying about the Ageless Workout. We know that there's 20% of the people that are just going to go bang and do all of that, you know, huff and puff. But there's another 80% of people that just said, you know, it's not for me. I need to find something different. And we're saying that we want to be available. We want to invite you under the tent and help you move to a different place in terms of your health and overall well-being. You don't have to do the stuff that we do. And in terms of, let me take a step back, because you asked me about our studio. Yes. So our studio is right here in our home. And we use that because, like I'm talking to you right now, we do a lot of virtual. We have a hybrid model. We do face-to-face, but we also do virtual classes with our clients and tribe members from all around the world. So if you're in Miami, as an example, and you don't want to go to one of these big box facilities or anywhere else, we have a facility right here that you can, it's almost like private. And in some cases, maybe two people or three people can do it. It's semi-private, but we've created that space. And we also created it for ourselves because in here, we have everything you can think of, because what we've done through our training is to make sure we have the answers for our clients. Say, for example, you want to do Pilates. We know how to do Pilates. If you want to do, you know, TRX, we know that because we've gone through those certifications. At this age, what we said is that we have to be ready to help out our clients at any level they want to step into the ring. Excuse me.
I think that's fascinating. And when you reached out to me to do the podcast, you know, I thought, gosh, you see all this online virtual gym stuff, and it's really not very guaranteed, you know, like driven, let's put it that way, towards an older population. Let's put it that way, because we see a lot of young people, and having been in Miami in some of the gyms there, I didn't feel comfortable because I wasn't about to like wear next to nothing and take my selfie with, you know, my butt implants. I don't have that going on, you know? And so even I was like, how intimidating could it be for someone who isn't in the gym world? Like I have been. And so going to places like, for example, Anatomy in Miami, if any of you listening to this have heard of the gym, Anatomy, great place. Mark Madden is great, but you feel intimidated. So having a place where you can feel comfortable in your own area, huge. But online, this is something so unique because I don't see a lot of folks specializing in online communities and tribes for folks that are over 40, over 50, and then in your guys' case, even over 60. It's incredible what you're doing. I love it.
So let me just expound on that just a little bit more, because, you know, you're talking about 50, 60, 70s. We got them going to 80s. We got some 90-year-olds. We got a 97-year-old that we work with, and it takes both of us to just manage her brain. Her mind is still functional. She wants to do exercises. So we spend a lot of our time in a place called, you probably know this, on Fisher Island. So that's where we met this client. And so we've gone to her home and we helped her with her own type of health, wellness, and fitness. Everybody is not the same, right? We cannot use the cookie cutter model on everybody. So this age group that we're talking about, perhaps they don't want to necessarily lift heavy weights, although we need to build muscle, right? We need strength, but can you do it in a different way? And we think that what we're doing and what we're going to do going forward is sort of the wave of the future relative to active aging adults, or, you know, those people who are on, you know, on the line saying, well, is it for me? Should I do it? And the answer, I would suggest the answer is yes, because again, we want strong bones. We want muscles to protect those bones, but we also need strength, right? So I don't have to tell you about that, but what I'm saying to your audience is that, you know, this is one of the basics of how we make it through the rest of the journey. So I'm talking to people like you and me who may be a little bit apprehensive and are looking for a way to get back in the game, to feel good, to spend time with their loved ones, travel if they want to, be able to, you know, to do what we call the activities of daily living, standing up from the chair and sitting back down, reaching over to maybe get something from the table. These are the types of activities that we think are at the base of where people want to be today, at least people who are aging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the goal here, one, build the strength for the activities of daily living, master that, then start moving up from there to all of the other things that you know, now we open doors up to all kinds of different things. I just watched a gal who finished her, it was a reel on TV or on Instagram. I just watched a gal who finished her, I don't know how many triathlons, but she finished another one and she's 97. And so this is, you know, if you want to go to that goal, sure. But the middle range there is just getting a good workout, feeling strong and hanging out with some cool people.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's where we are. Movement is the most important piece. And movement can mean lifting your arms up, lifting your legs up, right? That's the place to start. But even before that, here's what I was just, is that a place to start is putting the shoes or whatever they are, workout shoes or whatever you use, putting them next to the bed. So when you get up in the morning, you put them on and you walk around. Nice. That's it. You know, most people can do that one, right? But if you want to do more than that, then you put the shoes on and then you walk over to the window and look out of the window. You know, these are the types of things that we're talking about. And you don't need a whole lot of money to do these types of things. But if you want to, then you can move to the next level. And I think that's what you were saying, that it's these little steps that we make incrementally, consistently, that gets us to the place. And, you know, you'd be surprised at what little changes will do in terms of how you feel. And then that will lead into your ability to do even more. It's that when we don't use these muscles that we start to see the atrophy, and then we can't do as much as we like to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keeping the muscles strong and going. I mean, that's the name of the game. Now, I think a lot of people might be curious, Nate, as to what are some of your success stories? You talked about your gal who's 97. Anybody else in mind that comes to the forefront of your mind that you could share a little bit of how they worked through the ageless workout from maybe they came in a state where they were just putting on their shoes and getting in the window and then moved up?
Well, you know, we've had some even more than that. I can remember a couple of years ago, one client who came to me who was suffering from a certain type of cancer. And some people would think, well, wait a minute, why would they come to you with cancer? Because we know that through what we're learning through medical fitness, and you can vouch for this, is that when you have cancer, you need to exercise, or you should exercise. Mm-hmm. So this particular client was barely moving, and every day we would meet, and I'd make sure that he had the opportunity to work out, to move his joints and to have a conversation with me and look me in the eyes. And so here's the difference that what I'm about to say. You know, we have AI and all of these different technologies and what have you, but they can be smart, but they can't touch people. There's something about human touch. And so as we continue to work together, he got better and better. And what he said, he probably said to anybody that I asked me, he thinks that I saved his life through the exercises, being there all of the time with him, helping him move from one piece of equipment, standing up. He was, you know, weak as he could be, but he started to get stronger. And so now he's back in the game. And, you know, he's one of these people who I think he's 80 now. And he's still in the game saying, I got some stuff left. I can do something. But he was at a place where he couldn't. And then you can talk about, you know, people who have Parkinson's and we put them in our program with the hand to eye in the boxing. I've had clients like that. And then you talk about the stroke clients that we've worked with, or my partner who had hip replacement surgery, who did prehab and rehab and back out running and playing in the way that she wants to within a matter of weeks. So it's this stuff that I think that's what you're asking me about, right? I can go on and on.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's what I'm asking about. Because I mean, I think a lot of people will literally be like, okay, you know, I've gotten to a certain point, there's no coming back from that. Or I've had a hip replacement or a knee replacement, and they go do their PT and then they don't do anything after that. This is where I want you to tell us, like your partner, like Sheba, I mean, my goodness, she looks amazing. You know, and who else? Like, I'd love to hear little snippets, because I think a lot of people really do believe, like, oh man, I had my hip replacement or my knee replacement, I did my PT, that's as good as it gets. Or my back's all, you know, stiff, that's as good as it gets.
Well, see, that's where I think that we make a difference, is that, first of all, we're right around the age that we're talking about, or older. And so we've had the aches and pains, and we know what it feels like to have to, you know, to get up and go do something. But we also know on the other side that there is this place that you can get to and feel good and still do the things that you need to do. I'm telling you that our clients, neuropathy, as an example, I'm working with a client. He just went back to Chicago. You know, he watched me for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time, and then finally came to me and said, "Nate, you know, I can't feel my feet. My balance is off. You know, I had some surgery on my shoulders. Do you think you could help me?" And so we worked slowly together to help him, you know, sort of get himself back in place. And I would send him exercises, make sure we work on, you know, important pieces to his program. And so what I'm saying to you is that we design the programs around the individual. Again, I want to emphasize that we cannot give the same kind of prescription, movement prescription, to the same people, because individuals, people are different. But we designed that program for him, and we've seen some limited amount of success. Now, when he comes back from Chicago, I would hope that he had continued, because, you know, the other thing I would share with you is that more times than not, you hear baby boomers saying boomers are not Zoomers. So what that means is, you know, perhaps I don't want to do virtual. I want to have face to face. But then there's a whole group of people now who are using technology, with wearable technology, or going on to Zoom, that are our age, and they're seeing the benefits of that. So that's one of the other stories that I could tell you. Boy, what else can I tell you about? So one of our other clients in Seattle with diabetes, another 60 plus year old person, who's saying to me, you know, Nate, you look good, but I, you know, I can't do that. And I'm saying, but you don't have to do that. You should do what works for you. So now he is looking at what we talked about, those activities of daily living. But his program is moving forward because he's now looking at, how do I get outside and walk more? How do I elevate my heart rate? How do I get stronger? I got these bands. Can I use these bands to do some things? So he's getting encouraged more and more, and taking little bitty baby steps and staying consistent and sending me images that, you know, that he's actually making some progress. So that's another one of the success stories that I can share with you.
I love it. I love it. I think people are going to eat this up, because this is what I want folks to hear, right? The stories that, you know, maybe you have diabetes, maybe you have neuropathy, maybe you have Parkinson's, there are programs that can be tailored to you based on where you're at. And one of the cool things that I liked about your program is that you talked about posture. You also incorporated nutrition. And then, of course, there's that whole mindset that we've been kind of weaving in throughout our conversation today. Now, with posture, when you first have someone sign up to work with you, are you having them kind of show you how they do things, all their form, all the usuals?
Well, you know, it's like any other examination or conversation. We take a look at people. We do a number of things. We do the visual. And because we work with so many bodies, we can almost tell what's going on by the way they walk or the way they sit. And if you're in here, we have a chart on the wall that allows us to take a look at, you know, the body and how it's supposed to be. And we show our, you know, our clients what that ought to look like. And we're always looking to remind them of the smaller changes that they need to make, pull the shoulders back, lift the chin up, you know, suck your navel to the spine. These are the types of small mistakes that maybe, you know, scare people, right? Because maybe they tried to work out in the past and nobody pointed out to them that full range of motion is important. And maybe they've lifted weights that are maybe too heavy and maybe they got a shoulder injury. And so now they're afraid to do it. That's the stuff that we're working to change with people. So we make those little changes in the posture. And again, let me say to you that it's not overnight. I want to make sure that I say that, you know, because old habits, old posture positionings are hard to change. You know, the body gets used to, what it gets strong around what we teach it. It responds to that. So we have to break some of those old habits with, you know, poor posture. And let me say to you that I'm actually one who is always looking at how do I change my body, because, you know, I want my shoulders to look like, you know, when I put on a shirt, I want the shoulders to look good. You know, even though I don't have the muscles like a bodybuilder, but I still want to look athletic. And I think there are other people out there like that. So what can you do to work on the shoulder girdle? How does that get improved? And if, you know, if you work the shoulder girdle and the deltoids from the front, the back and the side, you know that that'll have give you the look that you want to have in terms of your shoulders. So these are some of the small pieces that we would add to a conversation with some of our clients. But sometimes I think all people want is just to know that they can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think there's so much in that mind of like, I don't know what I can do. I don't, you know, a lot of people don't even know what they're capable of till they try it, which I'm sure you've seen some pretty impressive things out of folks that you're like, see, I told you.
Well, you know, I like to talk about Hector as an example. Hector lives on Fisher Island. And, you know, so when I first started with Hector, he used to tell me, I hurt my back when I was doing skydiving. I hurt my ankle. I hurt my wrist. You know, everything was hurting. And so I can't do this and I can't do that. Now he's asking me to show him, that's thunder. I apologize. He's asking me to show him what he can do now, how to build muscles. It's at 73, 74 years old. He's still out there doing it. And then there's Norwood, who is 84 years old. And he is, you know, going through dementia, but he still wants to exercise and put his program together. So again, it's anybody who has the willingness, right? That's the first place. You got to be willing and believe that, you know, that you can. So what does that look like? One is that we have to find why would somebody want to do that? And then we have to give them the tools to be able to do it. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Having a why behind anything is always huge, because now that person can connect back to, why did I do this again? You know, because there's a purpose, right? And having that why can expand and can change, of course, over time once you meet certain goals that you were looking to achieve and things of that nature. And so I think having that conversation around the why is incredible. So how long is your intake with your clients? I'm imagining it's like a doctor's visit almost in terms of the comprehensiveness that you're looking at.
Well, so people are so busy sometimes. So somewhere between 45 minutes to an hour, what we would do is actually ask them to fill out some or share some information with us ahead of time. We take a look at it. The one thing that we don't want to do, and, you know, and you've probably seen this situation before, we don't want to walk into our with our client with a piece of paper and saying, oh, your name is, you are, we want to know them well ahead of time. We want to make sure that they know that we've taken some personal interest. So we collect some information ahead of time, things that we need to know. But then in that process, we spend time ahead of time, but also when we meet with our clients, taking images and having conversations about what they like to do, trying to find out where they want to go with their program. So a goal, and I think you find that in the book as well, goal planning sessions and what have you. So it is not just one series of activities we hold with them. It's a series of conversations throughout. How you feeling today? What do you think your intentions are today? That's how our process works.
I like that. And with follow up with folks. So I'm guessing you do packages for folks to come on board and work with you. And how does it work? You know, give us the breakdown in terms of, say, someone's listening to this and going like, ooh, Nate, this sounds just what I need. You know, maybe they're virtual, maybe they're local. Give us the breakdown of how it worked.
Well, here's what we say, that we think that the first step is putting your foot in the water. If you are interested in the Ageless Workout, you sign up on our website, agelessworkout.com, and the first session is on us. And we send you the link if you're going to do virtual, and you just try it out and see what that is. And then if you are interested in our classes, as an example, that's one fee. And they range somewhere between $15 and $25 per session. But then we get into whether you want to be personal, your training is personal, private, is semi-private. So all of those things sort of vary in terms of what our clients are looking to do. But most of our fees are at market rate here in Miami.
Okay. Fair enough. That's cool. So folks can head over to your website. And I was looking here, I've got your website here at agelessworkout.com. And then I also noticed that you have I'm looking at your business card. You also have another branding of fitness there too. Now, if folks are looking both ends, are we directing them directly to agelessworkouts.com?
Well, that's the sister company. That is the, you're talking about Panache Fitness, yeah. which is our sister company. And that's more around the work that Sheba does, okay, with posture, positioning, you know, working the little small muscles, and actually the Ageless Workout, you know, we like to think of it in terms of metabolic compound exercises, these types of things that people can do. So the Panache Fitness component is a little bit different, but basically what we like to think is that we can address everybody's needs and interests through both entities.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, so for compound, you know, get started kind of things, and then for, I would say, fine tuning. Maybe, yeah, that's where you go to the Panache Fitness side of things. Okay, folks. Yeah. So just so you know, you've got both options for some of the fine tuning. I like to make sure that I cover all the bases as well. Now, folks can also get a hold of your book as well so that they can get a little basis of what's going on. Give us the breakdown. You know, I'm wondering, I'm guessing that you also give it out for the folks that are going to be working with you in your programs, your one-on-ones and things of that nature.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if you just want to purchase the book, it's on Amazon and Google Books. So the you know, there's a hard copy, and then there's the paperback copy. I think you can even access, at some point, we'll have the audio version of that book there on Amazon. So it's self-published both on Amazon and Google Books. So you were asking about what else in terms of the book?
Oh, how folks could find it, but also you're incorporating, I'm guessing, all of this information in this book into your programs with folks and kind of weaving it in as you go as well. So it's a great book for folks if they're going to sign up and work out online as well with you.
Yeah. So let me expand a little bit on that book. So first of all, if you take a look at the image on the first cover, it's about gratitude, right? Sheila and I are raising our arms up and saying, we're just so happy to have the opportunity to be able to do this. But also we want you to feel welcome to the Ageless Workout. But then we go into our you know, some philosophy on, you know, how we came up with the idea and why we came up with the idea. We both have had our own challenges and struggles, and it's a second career for us. That's some information I think people need to hear, is that it's a second career for us. We're early risers. We want to win the day. We do all types of activities. Even when we think we can't, we try some new things. We work on our minds and our bodies and our spirits. And we look for opportunities to learn even more about ourselves and other people around us. And so that's how we came up with the tribe. But then the nutrition or the eating plan, we advise people, we counsel people, but if you need something more, then we have a network of nutritionalists and doctors that we could recommend. We almost like to think that we're a clearinghouse of different types of, or maybe a concierge would be better, of different types of people who can help you, we know that we don't know everything, but we know that we have relationships with, say, for example, if you got a problem with your feet, we know the best podiatrist who works with the Miami Heat, and they can give you what you need. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah. Is that we've actually assembled through our own bodies and our associations with some of the best that we can put you in touch with those people. But then we go in and we talk about, what does it look like as an ageless workout man? What does he need? Just overall general. And then what does a woman need? You know, so some of it is let's go back, posture, right? But we also talk about balance and core and stuff like that. These are all of the, you know, sort of, I would like to think the basics of what you need. But then if you want to expand on some things, we actually talk about how to do that, because we got a whole list of other programs that we can share with you through the Ageless Workout. What we like to think is that we have had the opportunity through our certifications or our experiences over many, many years, that we can help you get to where you need to be. And that's what we talk about in the Ageless Workout book. And that's just, you know, that's a guide. Be clear, it's a guide. So you can go in there and look at some of the pictures if you want to and say, oh, I like that. Some of the food. I mean, you know, so it can be used in several ways. But what I would say is that it's like anything else. You got to put the work in. You can't mail this in now. Right. You got to get up off of the couch. You know, even if it means that you just pick up a glass of water or something, you can't just sit there and say, I like what Nate and she was talking about, but it's not for me. This is where you have to put an investment in. Absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't just put the book under the pillow, folks, and expect for all of it to come in. You got to put in the work. And I like that it's a guide, because really when I was reading through it, I was like, okay, this is kind of the foundation for working with you guys is the way I saw it. I'm like, I like this. You've got kind of your manual for the ageless workout, if you will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, so, you know, what happens is that there's more to the conversation as we go. So that's the introduction. And now once we get you moving and off the couch and willing to do something, we can get you to some other places if that's where you want to go.
I love it. You're opening up people's minds, but you're also giving possibilities. And I love the fact that you guys have a community, because I think that is, like you said, everyone needs kind of their crew. someone around them that really gets what they're going through, and it's priceless. It's priceless.
So our newsletter, people can actually send us email address, or you know, write to us and ask to be a part of the newsletter. But this week's this month's newsletter is about adventure, and our member of the month is from New Zealand. And she has written a book about AWOL and going out and doing adventure. And in the newsletter, you see Sheba and I going down a Rio Grande in, you know, whitewater rafting. That's the first time for Sheba and maybe the second time for me. But it's these types of experiences. And then there's maybe if you want to know about some other tribe members, you can talk about Gita, who lives in Germany, in Dusseldorf. And she was a former PE teacher and played tennis and golf and sort of did some damage to her shoulders. But she's still now looking to stay active, and she wants to be fit, and, you know, whatever that looks like in terms of your mind. But I'm saying to you that, you know, there are people from all over, and they weigh in and say and encourage each other to continue to be a part of their own sort of recovery or taking back their life, so to speak.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Nate, you know, you've shared so much. And really, I think my goal was to have people be inspired and know that there is support out there. You have a tribe out there. You know, all you got to do is go reach out and see what you can do. And, you know, and if you guys are in the Miami area, I do know that I do have some crew from the Miami area. He's right there. You know, there's no excuse whatsoever. And it sounds like with Fisher Island, you've got a connection out there too. So folks can go between the two as well. So Nate, I know that you guys have some Instagram and you have some social spots where you hang out. Give folks all the details beyond the agelessworkout.com. Where else can folks find you?
Well, remember we talked about Panache Fitness. It's a sister company, so panachefitness.com, and you click on that and you basically see both Sheba and I on that site, but also Ageless Workout on Instagram, Nathaniel Wilkins, or Ageless Workout on Facebook. And you can find me, if I don't know if you're a LinkedIn person, but you can find me talking about this same stuff and how we get you introduced and moving on LinkedIn, Nathaniel Wilkins. So those are basically the ways that, you know, that you can find out about us through social media other than the website. But my email address is thenowgroupfitness@gmail.com. And then you can get a hold of Sheba at panachefitness@gmail.com. So those are the ways that you can contact us or be a part of the work that we're doing.
Love it. And of course, folks, on Amazon, you can get a hold of the Ageless Workout book here, your guide or your manual, if I will say, to help you to take that next step to get fit, stay fit for life. Oh, my goodness. Thank you to you and Sheba for doing what you're doing, because this is good stuff and it's so needed out there. I was so excited when I saw what you're doing. Keep it up, man.
Hey, listen, thank you for that, just taking out time out of your busy schedule and allowing us the opportunity to talk about the Ageless Workout. You know, it's people like you who help us get to tap into the minds and hearts of people who need the work that we're doing. So thank you so much from the bottom of our heart.
Oh, you are most welcome.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.